question. That would be uncomfortable for me.
Watching a movie, watch your dinner.
Okay, first of all.
I love Latina females.
Huh?
I love Latina females.
What?
I said I love Latina females.
I'm not Latina.
And I love Pacific Islander females. Pacific Islander females too. Asian, you know, African American black men. We love all races of women. We're made to mix with all races of women. We're the backbone. We're the common denominator.
No, it was just something you said, like, that really threw me. Like, when you said, take the chocolate fudge. Like, you really say that to people? No offense.
I actually say that to people, but they don't get turned off by it. If you didn't taste the chocolate fudge, man. Like, you date a black man, you won't go wrong if you date African-American black man, because most of us...
All of them are the same? I'm just curious.
You know what I mean? We're gentlemen, we're
kind. So you're speaking on behalf of every African-American?
I mean, African-American men are not like that, but in general, most of us are like that. We're gentlemen, romantic, and... We're strong, we're solid when it comes to sticking by our women, you know.
You know, because the only reason why I'm curious is that you bring up a pretty interesting topic to me, that's why.
I mean, because all race, I mean, it's good or bad
because
in every
race. I'm very,
it's
my
good
race.
Or bad in every race. It's good or bad in every race.
No, but, yeah, I'm my ethnicity,
but,
like.
But most of the black men, when they step out their race, other than dating a black woman, if an African-American black man steps out of his race, the dates are... Or he grows into a relationship or marries a non-black female, anything other than a black woman, we're using total gentleman to him. Total gentleman.
Do you have children?
100% gentleman, romantic, strong and hanging there with her in relation to being compassionate, helpful, lovable, and supportive. And we're professional book now.
What?
We're professional book knockers. We go to hardest in bed. We go to deepest, hardest, and strongest in bed.
Are you making a sexual preference?
In general, most black men, when it comes to other races,
but I mean, like, you know why I'm like, it's sometimes it's not even about that. Do you think?
I know, but with a lot of women, if the sex is not good, they're gonna cheat. So you have to really.
Yeah, but who's to say? Do you really think that size and?
It's more to it than just sex, of course. But you can be a real kind, nice man, but if you don't satisfy a female in bed, she's still gonna go cheat. So you gotta at least
rock the water. Seriously, you really believe that to be true?
Yeah, because sex is just as much mental as it is physical.
Yeah, so, but you're explaining like a physicality of it.
Women sexually wanna be satisfied. If you date somebody that's not sexually satisfying you, eventually, if you don't break up with them and give it to somebody else, you're gonna end up cheating.
Then that's a limited mindset of a woman.
You might as well be by yourself and jack off, you know?
But who's to say? No one really needs to do all that.
I'm just trying to tell you, people cheat when they're... That's one of the reasons why people cheat. Not the only reason, but that's one of the reasons if they don't get sexually satisfied at home.
People shouldn't even look into relationships if they're going to cheat.
It's taking care of home. It's called
no, I totally understand what taking care of home is, but the whole...
If you don't do it, somebody else will, trust me.
That is just so crazy that people believe in that concept.
I'm a Christian now. church, college, and work. Hey, women. Women.
Just allow this to keep on going. Just going to continue on doing what I'm doing. Okay, so now I'm off the bus right now, and I'm going to walk down to one of the businesses that I tend to frequent at, and it's the Philly House. So I was even talking to the bus driver right now, and she even observed all of that stupidity on the bus. I mean, who in the hell in their right mind is going to be pulling out weed, marijuana? Dude, it is illegal. I don't care what kind of medical card you have. Are you kidding me? And you cannot drive around under the influence. If you're going to take medication, it specifically says that. You do it in the privacy of your own home. That's just like drinking in public. You do not do it in public. You don't show what you're doing. You don't show like, hey, I got a bottle of Miller, or I have some gin, or I have some, you know, or I have some vodka or something, and I'm over here. You can't even do it on your porch, because guess what? That's to the public eye. This guy was over here just, oh my God, who in the hell? And this is the stuff girls go for. And this is so-called what a man is. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. You know what? I'm going to say it mentally, okay? Because I'm not going to allow myself to stoop down to that level. But, okay. I'll talk to you guys again, and I hope you enjoyed my little random day. All right. Set Apart Mia, signing out. Hello, people.